today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
But those of us that trust the process will sit down and pluck the glass out and say, I know what he told me to do. And though I stepped on some glass, it didn't kill me. I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to take care of the wound and I'm going to continue on the path that he called me to. Just because you say you're going to follow God, it doesn't mean that the devil is not going to come against you and hurt your heart. But I want you to know God is able. God is able to bring you through.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Trust the Process. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 14.
I'm dealing with a series entitled Cultivating Mental Fullness. Cultivating what? Mental fullness. Whoever you are in your thoughts, that's who you'll be in your actions. And think about being half full or glass being half full when it has the capacity to be full. So you want to cultivate your glass, your mental glass, so that it will be able to contain a full amount or a full volume of what God has predetermined for it to handle. And you'll be able to pour and replenish without obstruction. So right now I'm pouring into you, and then you'll be able to pour into your community, your families, your community this week. And then I have to refresh myself, and you would have to do the same thing. And that requires a capacity, a certain capacity that should be cultivated. And all of us have capacity, but if you're not careful, if you don't use it, the capacity can be lessened. And God wants you to keep it fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. So in our ministry, even though it's not custom, you should have on your smartphones something like Evernote or a notepad that you can take notes and just archive some things that will help you in your daily devotion so you can cultivate your mental fullness. I preached this morning a message entitled, Uplift Your Confidence. I had a lot of people coming to me between service saying, man, the message really helped me. I would recommend that you get it today, like and share, but also go back at 8 o'clock for those of you that don't know we have two services. And so you want to make sure that you hear the word of God and that you're able to flow. And God will bless it if you listen to that, because many of us are lacking confidence. And if anxiety and worry is flooding your life, your spiritual armor is suffering from it because worry and anxiety has a way of weakening your vulnerability. You will be more vulnerable to do things that you normally wouldn't do if anxiety is flooding your soul. I guarantee you, if there's a money issue, or you're not confident about your job, if you're not careful, you will compromise the things that you know are right and wrong. Your breastplate will lose its brilliance. You will allow it to become brass when it should be gold. Your shield would not deflect the darts that it should. Your sword will become very dull. Your helmet will come right off your head. And you will loosen your belt. Oh my God. Even the belt of truth, you'll compromise it. And it's tied to anxiety. You must reduce your anxiety swells so God can speak to you and cause you to grow in confidence. It's a powerful message. And maybe we should preach it again. But I need to hit some new track here because he gave me two words. And I need you to dial in here. That's why I came against offense. Because if you're not careful, you're still sitting there, but you're not listening. And you need to get this word because something is coming. And offense comes to keep you from getting what you need to overcome when that thing comes against you. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11, as we lay new track. It reads like this: day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again and again and again and again. He offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins, which can never take away sins. Even my preaching can never take away sins. Look at verse 12. But when this priest, speaking of Christ, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. He sat down after he offered once his sacrifice for sins. He sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 13, since that time he is waiting. He waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. It's a process. Say process. As I deal with this message, cultivating mental fullness, the Lord gave me a message entitled, Trust the Process. Say with me, trust the process. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the process looks nothing like the finished product. It will look nothing like the finished product. And many of us are making decisions on process. You're in the mix of it. It's all messed up. It don't look right. You don't like what's going on, but you got to look beyond process and see that God is making you holy. He's bringing you into a new realm. He's fixing your lack, giving you confidence. He's giving you an inheritance among them that must be sanctified, that will be sanctified. And you got to trust it, that no matter what it looks like, you're still in his hands. So trust what he does with you while you're in his hands. Father, I give you praise and I give you glory and praise and thanks for this moment to speak life to your people. We've gathered here today, Father, from a community that is in uproar. Young men are dying in the streets. And Father, we give you glory, Lord, for the word of the Lord, even for the continual consistency of the priest all around this region that every week get up to preach. But help us to know and understand that we are not Savior. We're just pointing people into the direction that you called us to. And Father, I give you glory for an open heaven, an open hearts, and an open spirit. Think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. Prepare our minds to comprehend, our hearts to receive, our spirit to contain, our ear to hear. And we will give you praise for the finished product, as we trust the process. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him glory and praise for his goodness. Hallelujah. The fivefold hand of God is activated in this atmosphere. I believe he's releasing the apostolic in this moment. Glory to God. The apostolic governs. Please write it down. Governs. The apostolic governs. Glory to God. The prophetic will guide. The prophetic guides. The evangelistic will gather. Glory, hallelujah. The pastoral will guard. The pastoral will guard, and the teacher will ground. And the teacher will ground. The thing that I'm going to do today is release teaching and a mixture of the apostolic. You will also see the prophetic released. I believe there's an evangelistic anointing as we bear down and move toward training here at the church on next month to help equip our people to take the gospel into the community. You'll also see pastoral which guards, protects from wolves. And the reason why the pastoral is so important, because it is the ring of the church, or the ring of the fivefold, the finger that carries the ring or the covenant. You're supposed to get married to your church. You're not supposed to date it forever. People who date can be with you tomorrow and not with you the next day. Marriage says, I'm going to make a commitment to you. There are people who date Truth Revealed, but stop dating me and let's get married. Get yourself together. You're embarrassing me. You like what I provide, but you don't want to come and live. You even criticize the manner in which I provide what I provide. It's easy to do that when you don't live with me. And we need to come together. So the apostle, the thumb, governs. The prophet points, guides, gives direction. The evangelist, and I won't put that finger up because people will think I'm shooting birds. But I'm not trying to be that way. This finger here, the middle one there, the longer one, is the evangelist. It gathers. And we should all have that heart to gather others and bring them to the house of the Lord. And you should invite people to your church. First of all, invite them to Jesus. And then invite them to your church. And then fourth, you got to have that which guards. That's pastoral. And lastly, you need the one who grounds, and that is the teacher. Teaching should ground you, give you weight in the bottom. He that heareth these sayings or these teachings or these instructions of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man that builds his house on the rock, that when winds come, they're grounded. When waves come, they're grounded. When misunderstandings come, it doesn't blow you away. You're not gone with the wind. If you get married, you can't be gone with the wind. Or I quit because I just don't like it. Or I didn't sign up for that. No, we got married. Every time I marry somebody, every time I perform a ceremony and I say to the man, usually the man stands, the father or the uncle or somebody stands with the bride. I say, who gives this woman to be married to this man? The man says, I do. Okay, take your seat now. For a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two will become one. How in the world are you married, but you still got your mind at your next church? Or your last church. You got to leave something and cleave here. So you going to both. I go to both churches. See, that ain't how that works. Covenant don't work like that. You got to leave something. You can't even be a part of two schools. You can't be a part of two different military groups. You got to leave one. Well, I'm leaving the Air Force. I'm going to the Army. I'm leaving the Army. I got to go to that. It's still armed forces, but you can't duel it out. You got to learn how to separate and then cling. A man shall leave his father, leave, cleave, weave. Glory to God. Not just leave and cleave, leave, cleave, then weave. You got to take finances and pull them together. Now we're speaking the truth. Glory to God. Man, I'm preaching today. So you need teaching to keep you grounded, and this is what we need to do. Hebrews chapter 10 is not easily understood. It starts off by saying that day after day, every priest does a certain duty. Consider me to be the priest here at Truth Revealed, and those ministers ordained and licensed here in the church stand as priests performing religious duties. Religious here means it's done every day or every week a certain way. Religious duties are performed again and again and again and again. He offers same sacrifices. Sacrificing my time, preparing before you get here. Even the sound prepares before you get here. The worship prepares before you get here. Somebody makes sure the AC is here before you get here. Somebody maintains the lawn before you get here. Somebody has to practice music before you get here, so we don't have a fumbling or some chaotic situation before you get here. And you frown and say, whoa, what's up with them? They don't know what they're doing. And you're gone forever. But you wouldn't know what it's like until you become a part of those groups. You're the one that say, I'm going to drive here early. I'm going to leave my house at 5 in the morning so I can get there at 6 and be able to prepare the house for something that's coming at 8. When you start sacrificing like that, your ability to critique will lessen. You didn't just show up, but you're pouring in. And when you start pouring, your critique goes down. When you carry a burden, you won't complain about the cart. When you're the one pulling a pyramid, you don't sit back there and say, you know, I don't understand why I take all of that. What you want is somebody to help you to pull it. Amen. Glory to God. So the priest duties sometimes are never seen, but it happens again and again and again. But they never take away sin, according to verse 11. So, well, no matter what I do, I can't wash your mind. I can't clean your body. I can't tell you what to do spiritually and cause you to carry it out. You have to take the word into your own home. But in verse 12, he gives us an example of a greater priest. But when this priest had offered not just 25,000 times, but one time, one sacrifice, that is the death of his on the cross. He sat down at the right hand of God. He sat down. The work is finished. He sat down. It is finished, he said. He sat down. Since that time, he's waiting. He's waiting on the process to be fulfilled. And that is to make all of us, according to the scriptures, holy. To make his enemies his footstool. And then to finish the work by making all of us, and you'll see it at the end of verse 14, to make all of us holy. One sacrifice he made perfect forever, those who are being made holy. Now, we like to preach he'll make your enemies your footstool, but you don't know the context of that. He waits to make his enemies footstools, and you have to wait. Before your enemy sometime will tell you they're wrong. It may take several years. Because a lot of us, it's hard. It's easy to say they're wrong. But it's hard to say I'm wrong and forgive me. Most people that say get them, Bishop, are the ones who carry most offense. Because it's hard to release when you've been wounded. Notice he makes your enemies or his enemies footstool. He waits for it. And in the fullness of time, his enemies will be made footstools. Because by one sacrifice, he made perfect forever those who are being made holy. So let's get after it. Trust the process. I believe essentially this means, this is my definition now, it means having faith in the journey of life. Trusting the process means having faith in the journey of life, even when the destination is unclear. Having faith in the journey of life, even though the destination is unclear. I'm in a fog. I can't see the finished product, but I got to trust that if I continue on this road, eventually it will be cleared and I'll reach my destination. We're living in a time now where even prophetically believers want to know what's happening tomorrow. What's going on right now? That's why the prophetic, and I said this, you're going to get this. The prophetic is so profound because if anybody says, I can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, we flood it out. Tell me what's going to happen because we don't trust in this season. We want to know everything that's going to happen before it happens. We want to know what's going to happen next week. We're going to know when is the check coming. You don't worry about the check if you're going to work. God will give you the money, but you got to do something yourself. We got a whole generation of people that want to come to God only for him to provide resources when we need him. But when you get the resources, what do? With regard to your worship and your praise to him. And how do you handle your heart when you are offended? Do you take it out of the soft flowing stream of his comfort and you put it in your chest and let it become hard? Or do you release it back to his word so he can keep it moisturized and pliable because you're waiting on your enemies to become footstools and you're not waiting, digging in, saying, get them, God. You're allowing God to work the process out while he's developing you to be the best that you can be. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. This trust the process is essentially having faith in the journey of life, even when you can't see the destination. I don't know completely what's going to happen after this message. I don't know who's going to stay or who may be leaving. But I believe if I preach the word, somebody told me that, preach the word, Bishop. If you preach the word and don't worry about who comes or goes, you're going to see God make a move up in here. God can even transform those who are on the outskirts right now and bring them into the center. Can somebody say amen? How do you trust the process when the path is challenging? My God, you tell me to trust the process. Oh, my God. And you tell me to go down a path and you tell me to take my shoes off for the ground is holy ground. And when I step right on a piece of glass. First thing that happens to me. And you told me that the ground that I stand on is holy ground. But when I stepped out on that ground, there was glass on the ground. The devil will tell you God didn't tell you to take off your shoes. God didn't tell you to allow yourself to be vulnerable. God didn't tell you to go on the path because you were injured when you got on the path. But those of us that trust the process will sit down and pluck the glass out and say, I know what he told me to do. And though I stepped on some glass, it didn't kill me. I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to take care of the wound and I'm going to continue on the path that he called me to. Just because you say you're going to follow God, it doesn't mean that the devil is not going to come against you and hurt your heart. But I want you to know God is able. Oh my. God is able to bring you through and he will bring you out. Trust the process. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me speak to your confidence. This is why the enemy hits you when you're young and when you're vulnerable or when you just launched something new. The enemy hits you with his best shot because he knows most people will give up and never try again when their path has been clouded, glory to God, or when the enemy comes against them like a flood. But I decree and declare, it's about a year old, that you have some resilience and you able to bounce back in the name of Jesus. It don't matter what happened to you. Bounce back. Ask God for that bounce back anointing and bounce back. back. Maybe you fail, but bounce back. Oh my God. I walk slow, but I carry a big stick. I'm able to bounce back. Glory to God. So trust the process. Open up your mouth and give him praise. There's an anointing. There's a prophetic anointing in this house. I'm pointing you, guiding you back to the process. Don't relieve yourself from it. God knows what he's doing. Oh, God. It's going to work out. I'm prophesying. It's going to work out in the end. I know it's hard at first and messy in the middle, but it's going to work out. It's going to be beautiful in the end if you trust the process.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Trust the Process, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Abishai Inspired Men, Monday Night Football is back. Wear your favorite team jersey and join us on October 14th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, where the Bills and Jets will square off. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. Are you ready for some football? And men, get ready, get ready, get ready for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Registration is now open, so visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, so get ready to celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly to make a difference in our church and community. So visit some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed too. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed, and Pastor Appreciation should be indicated on the memo line. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.